The weekend just gone then was one of the peak times for British people to book summer holidays. And whilst that's a lovely thing, congratulations to you if you're one of them, it would be the right thing to be edging on the side of caution and to be remembering that 2017... there was quite a few problems with airlines going bust and people's holidays not going quite according to plan. So we have some advice for you then, the do's and the don'ts of booking your summer holidays. And the consumer protection expert Harry Wallop is here. Hello, Harry.
Hi.
So what has the weekend that's just gone then? How many people have been booking their summer holidays?
Well, the travel industry call it Sunshine Saturday. It's kind of like the Black Friday for the travel industry. People come back from Christmas, it's gloomy and dark outside, and lots of people book their holidays. Supposedly 7 million people booked it in the first week of January, if the survey is to be believed. And yes, you know, package holidays are back in fashion. They have been for a couple of years now. So there are some sort of key things people should look out for if they have yet to book their summer holiday.
I think the things that, well, I know definitely if I'm looking for a holiday, maybe things like, oh, it needs to be a little stroll from the beach, and it needs to be all-inclusive with the cocktails included, and it needs to be flying from my nearest airport. But they're not actually the things that you're talking about looking out for, are they?
No. So if you are going on a package holiday, and it would appear that the majority now of British holidaymakers just about book a package holiday, the key thing to ask for is whether the holiday is atoll protected. That's kind of a bit like a kite mark. So if disaster should unfold and your package holiday company goes bust while you're on holiday, atoll will make sure you are looked after, sort of flown back home, found alternative accommodation, etc. And indeed, if you book through a travel agent, they should also be atoll protected. So the key thing is, if you're booking holiday, you should ask, you know, are you atoll protected? That won't cover you if you're an independent traveller and you just want to book a low-cost airline and then, say, an Airbnb in Europe. So that's you know, that's one of the reasons possibly why package holidays are coming back into fashion.
What about how you pay for it? I've heard that if you use a debit card or a credit card, there are differences in how your money's covered there as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You should always consider, and in some ways this is not just for holidays, any big purchase over 100 quid or so, you should consider booking it on a credit card. And that's because the credit card company becomes liable to fight for your money if, say, the company goes bust. So it doesn't really matter if it's a, you know, if it's a little, small, disreputable travel company and they go bust, well, you should get your money back if you book through a credit card. It doesn't matter if the travel company's run out of money. So book on credit rather than debit or cash. That will make a big difference.
Any other tips for potential holiday bookers?
Well, I'm a bit weird. I love all the new technology. So I do look at reviews, take them with a bit of pinch of salt. And I also really enjoy looking at Google Street View or Google Earth to see actually whether the hotel that promises to be right by the beach in a beautiful location is indeed right by the beach and in a beautiful location and not next door to the multi-storey car park. You'll be surprised by how photos can be flattering in some brochures. And the joy of Google Street View is you can kind of scout around and go around the back and see, oh yes, there is a really nice looking restaurant just up the road. That's going to be great. So I always spend quite a while scooting around doing research like that.
Okay, and I know as well, and you mentioned atoll protection, which you often hear about now in adverts, ATOL, atoll protection. There's also something, if you're booking it, as to whether the person you're booking it with is a member of ABTA. What's that?
ABTA. So that's the Association of British Travel Agents. And they're the sort of the most important trade body that all the best travel agents are members of. And again, that will give you better protection. They have to adhere to certain guidelines. They can't rip you off. So if you're going through a travel agent, yeah, it's always worth checking that they are a member of ABTA and also that they are offering atoll. And that's kind of belt and braces. And then if anything should go wrong, you should be pretty well covered.
So a whole load of good tips then. Thank you very much for that, Harry. We have pay for your holiday on a credit card if you can. Check for Atoll Protection. Check that they are a member of ABTA. And also do your research. Google Street View. That's a really good idea. Read your reviews and check that your hotel is all that it says it is. If people are booking holidays over the next week or so, good luck. Congratulations. Enjoy your holiday. But do be careful because, as we know, 2017 was a tricky year when it came to holiday plans being changed at last minute. Harry Wallop, thank you very much for talking to us. One last question. Have you booked a holiday, Harry?
Yes, I have. I was really efficient. I booked it before Christmas, Ooh. Would you believe it? I know, I couldn't wait.
And where are you going?
I'm going to Italy.
Oh, lovely. OK, well, happy holidays. Enjoy Italy. The pizza and the pasta is very good, I hear. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Beth.